It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a great weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Visit us, like us, and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app like Podcast One or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can also connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. We begin this morning with Vera Brooks. Vera is with Cincinnati Public Schools. She's here this morning to talk about early childhood education. It's our pleasure to welcome Vera Brooks back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Vera. How are you?
Having a beautiful day, Rodney. It's great to hear your voice.
Oh, wow. Same for you. Now, let me ask you this now. You're with Cincinnati Public Schools. Tell me about your role there.
Yes, sir. I am with Cincinnati Public Schools. I am the director of early childhood. So I have the honor of working with wonderful families and preschool students and transitioning them to kindergarten and an awesome, highly qualified staff to serve our children and our families.
Okay, and this is throughout the Cincinnati Public School District, is that right?
Yes, it is throughout all of Cincinnati Public School District.
Okay, and so what are the requirements for enrollment within Cincinnati Public Schools early childhood education program?
Well, our program, we offer full day and half day opportunities. A child must be 3 years old to attend one of our preschools by September 30th. So children who turn three after the first day of school, they must wait until their third birthday to attend.
Okay, so what if their third birthday just hypothetically is a month away or 3 months away or 4 months away? Can they still start at their third birthday?
Well, we actually work with our private providers, but we put them in a classroom and we do our best to accommodate the families. But the state rule is that they must be three by September 30th.
Okay. So what does options look like for parents listening this morning? How many public schools offer early childhood education programs?
Well, currently we have 43 sites. We will have 135 classrooms next year. We are very excited that we're offering more opportunities throughout the city. And our children receive the high quality because our sites are rated 5 stars as far as the Ohio Department of Education standards.
Okay. So what does research tell us? What do we know about the educational outcomes for students exposed to early childhood education programs versus those that do not attend an early childhood education program? What do we know?
Well, our research is showing us that children that attend a high-quality preschool for 1 or 2 years, they are achieving more academically as they are getting into the first grade, third grade, middle school, on to high school, and then their education beyond, whether they choose to enroll, enlist, or be employed. So we're showing that foundational start and the opportunities for growth for a 3- and 4-year-old really set the foundation for a lifelong learning experience for every child. So it's providing them the skills through play and structured environments to allow them to learn the academics and how to have the social emotional learning and how to collaborate with others, that they are becoming productive citizens later in life.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Like us, visit us, and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air, or you can listen to us anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app like Podcast One and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. This morning, again, we're speaking to Vera Brooks from Cincinnati Public Schools. She's here this morning to talk about early childhood education programs. Now, this is the right time. Right now is the best time to register your child within Cincinnati Public Schools. Is that right, Vera?
That is correct. We are very excited that we are enrolling students right now in preschool and kindergarten for our upcoming school year of 2021-22. So during the month of June, so coming this Tuesday, June 1st through the 30th, families can reach us at 363-0017 or on our website, cps-k12.org. And we would love to talk with parents and register their children into a high-quality preschool or kindergarten classroom for the upcoming school year.
And the upcoming school year is the 2021 through 2022 school year. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. So we're all on the same page there. Now, tell us about your curriculum in your program. What do you guys focus on at Cincinnati Public Schools within your early childhood education program?
Well, we focus a lot on just opportunities of growth through play. So we want the children to acquire the skills that are definitely needed to enter kindergarten with language and literacy, with building trust and relationships, in mathematics, science. We want children to have those social-emotional skills that they are able to collaborate with others and work in groups. We look for those teachable moments to help a child grow and expand through choice activities and helping children learn through singing and movement. We have some wonderful partners through Mission to Move and Children's Hospital, and many others that actually help us in the classrooms to gain the social skills along with the academic skills. So they are prepared for kindergarten and are actually reading by first grade.
All right. So tell us about your staff, the professionals who will be teaching these very young students. What can you tell us about your staff at Cincinnati Public Schools?
Other than they are just outstanding and wonderful.
That's important.
Yes. They're very caring individuals. All of our teachers are highly qualified, certified staff. Our paraprofessionals and our student service assistants are ODE certified or have associates or higher. Our assistant school community coordinators are in all of our sites to help support families. As we know, life can have its ups and downs and all arounds, and those individuals are there to help to support the children and their families with the positives and the challenges within life. So our staff is very highly trained. We have continuous professional development for them, and we offer, they are trained in the areas that we can do in person, which we're very excited to be back 5 days a week. And also we have the extended learning through our technology. All of our children receive an iPad, that we have instructional lessons that they work with the teachers and the support staff to meet their needs academically and socially.
And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, we're speaking to Vera Brooks. She's with Cincinnati Public Schools. She's here this morning to talk about early childhood education. And if you would like to register your child, they're taking registration this coming Tuesday, June 1st, and all the way up to the 30th of the month of June as well. Now, Vera, what should parents be aware of in terms of learning disabilities? What advice would you offer to parents there when it comes to the early education realm? What would you tell parents there?
It's very, very important. We have, and Cincinnati Public Schools offers the whole continuum of services for every child. So if your child is a child with special needs, we have a program in preschool that will meet their needs. We have diagnostic teams that work with our families to make sure they are in proper placements, whether it's in a typical classroom or a classroom that meets the needs of the child in a smaller setting. So we invite all families to please join us and call us at 363-0017, and we will point you in the right direction to make sure your child is receiving a quality education and a good start to their learning experience.
And Vera, I would imagine during this early childhood education period that this is a time where many children are diagnosed with special needs and disabilities and things like that. So I would imagine that's very crucial as well.
That is crucial. It is a time period where, you know, children are developing and learning. And as they are developing, if the family, you know, they're the first teachers, if they're noticing things, we have support staff of a variety, speech pathologists, psychologists, just a variety of people on a diagnostic team that can work with the family to say, okay, let's try this. How can we meet your child's needs? How can we give them support before we even get to the point of the actual assessment and testing?
For parents that will be sending their child to school for the very first time, what should their child come to the classroom already knowing? Is there something, some things that parents should be working with their child with within the home that's going to make it, you know, easier for them when they step into that classroom for the first time in that early childhood education program at Cincinnati Public Schools?
Yes, sir. If they just read to their child or let their child explore, talk to their child about what's happening around them, using language in a variety of settings, what an excellent opportunity this summer to talk about things in nature. Talk to their child about how exciting it is to go to school, how wonderful it is to make friends and learn new things. Play games with their child. It doesn't have to be an elaborate game. It can be a made-up little board game or passing a ball back and forth. But just using those skills to help them engage with other individuals. Take small outings. Take a walk down the street or around the park. And enjoy the city and talk about, you know, how the trees are growing, what that bug looks like. Develop self-help skills, because once they're starting in school, they will have to become more independent as they grow older. So help them understand that they want them to be independent, but they're also there to help them. Allow their child to help. Allow their child to help them pick up around the house or do things to clean up. And we highly encourage all of our families to get involved. You know, having this language and those conversations with the children and allowing them to just have a couple of pieces of chalk and be outside and just draw and discover. Those are just, we think of those as small things, but they're actually big things. To help a child learn how to engage and explore their own learning and their own development.
All right. And what is the implication? What is the effect? What do we know happens to children when they come to school and they're not prepared? Because you guys are preparing them for kindergarten and beyond. What is the implication when children come to school at the kindergarten level and they're just not prepared? What do we know?
We know that they are behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have to put other things in place to try to help catch them up. And some children will catch up, some children may not. That's why preschool is so, so important, because we're providing a pathway for them to have a strong beginning in their school age life of beginning in kindergarten. So the implications are that the child may not have the exposure or the structure to then go into a kindergarten classroom that's going to have probably a few more students in it, and be able to keep up with others. So it preschool is, early education is just, I'm like, everybody needs to be in early education.
All right. All right. Well, we're running out of time this morning. Let's go over the requirements, if you will. We know that registration starts on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, June 1st, and goes through June 30th. What are the requirements again? Students must be 3 years old by
September 30th.
September 30th. If parents have any questions, how can they find out more?
They can reach us at 363-0017, or they can visit CPS website at cps-k12.org.
All right, so parents can register their child through this coming Tuesday, June 1st, through Wednesday, June 30th, and they can go to the website, they can go to the phone number that you just mentioned if they would like to register their child for the early childhood education program at Cincinnati Public Schools. Thank you so much, Vera, for taking time to talk to us this morning. Thank you for all you do for our young people.
And thank you. Appreciate you spending time with me today, Rodney.
And finally this morning, Vera, why is it so important that we get our children registered for an early childhood education program?
Because we want them to have an excellent start in their lifelong learning journey. So registration and enroll them now so we can have them ready and prepared to begin an awesome school year next year in 2021-22.
All right. Thank you, Vera.
Thank you.